Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community and try to make sense of what we're reading. This week we're going to be studying a section from the book of Ezekiel, where a prophet named Ezekiel was given a vision by God that was meant to bring hope to a really devastated people. God's supposedly chosen people didn't feel very chosen. Their nation had been divided and was being overrun and pressured by all kinds of international campaigns that were trying to take land wherever they could find it, and that threatened Israel's very existence, their ability to exist at all, much less to be worshiping their God and self-governed in the way their God had commanded. The people of God's chosen nation, Israel, were under serious threat. And God gave this vision to Ezekiel to give them some hope. Now, like all the prophecies we've studied in this series so far, prophecies are full of imagery. Can be big imagery sometimes, that's sometimes scary, that's sometimes beautiful, that's very symbolic with lots of meaning in it. Now, this one thankfully gives the interpretation, but here is the passage we're studying this week.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you will live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and will cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord.
Now, as Frank read that, could you envision it? Could you see it happening? It's one of those stories that just lends itself to the imagination. You can maybe see it happening, and it's at once exciting and chilling all at the same time to imagine these bones described not just as coming to life, but it's step by step, with detail of how that came to be. Ezekiel had this vision from God, and it included this kind of detail so it would come to life for people, so it was something they could remember, something they could see. So when they lost everything that they were used to seeing, that reminded them of God's presence and God's providence and the hope that God had given them, they would have this image in their minds anyway. Even when everything around them fell, things like the temple, their land was gone, for example. All those things that used to remind them of God, if they were all gone, they would still have a vision like this one. Now the bones represent the nation of Israel, and they are dead bones. Not just dead, they're dry bones. They have been dead so long, all the flesh is gone. They've been baking in the sun. They are long dead. Nobody would ever imagine these bones coming back to life. They're done. Now God is saying in this vision that this is what's going to happen to Israel. People will count them out. They will think they are dead and done because they're going to be overrun. They're going to be overrun, occupied. They'll be removed from their land. They'll be under immense pressure, and nobody will think they have a future. They will be as dead can be, like dry bones. But God is trying to give them hope in this vision. He will breathe new life into these dry bones. When they have no life left in them at all and no hope of any life, He will be the miraculous life that enters those bones. He will bring hope to a hopeless situation. He will bring strength to the weakest nation anyone imagined. You can hear it in the imagery of them rising up like an army. What appears to be a weak pile of dead bones is going to become a great army, a great nation with a great land, serving a great God with great hope. They may have nothing now, but they will have everything because they will have God's Holy Spirit breathing into them, giving them life. God will live in and with them, not just in a temple anymore. The temple may disappear someday, and it did. But He was letting them know that He would still be with them. He wouldn't only be living in a temple. He wasn't confined to that. He chose to use it that way for a time. Now He was going to choose to be with His people, and they would be with Him. So here's a question for you to discuss today, hopefully with a group of people that you're joining with regularly to discuss our challenges. What kind of hope do you imagine this scene gave to Israel? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.